Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. In the heart of the Eastern Townships, a sport is gaining momentum, bringing together people of all ages, backgrounds, and skill levels. Pickleball, a game that blends elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong, is rapidly growing in popularity. But what makes this sport so special? I had the chance to speak with Marilyn Gagné, an entrepreneur and passionate pickleball player, about her journey with the sport and her team's ambitious plans to establish a premier pickleball facility in Sherbrooke. As we spoke with Marilyn during the interview, we quickly discovered her knack for creating impactful projects.
I'm an entrepreneur in the Eastern Township. I built previously the company called Dermapure that I brought across Canada in 75 cities. The past 15 years, and my goal always been to take care of people in general, make them happy. And I was ready at 46 years old to work on new projects. So I retired from Dermapure last June, and a lot of projects came on my desk. A different startup came on my desk, and two of them really grabbed my attention. One is a social sauna club that I will open in Montreal first. And secondly, the pickleball project that really attracted my attention.
Marilyn has a passion for bringing people together through engaging projects. One such passion, even which took her by surprise, was pickleball, a sport that she hadn't even considered until just a few years ago.
I'm a pickleball player. I discovered that sport 3 years ago through friends and through my neighbor who were traveling the world to play pickleball as they get closer to their retirement, and it really catch my attention. I wasn't a player of tennis or any racket sport, so I didn't know if I could get it quickly. And at the first game, I totally got it. After 4 hours on the court, I found it was easy to learn, that we had a lot of fun. It's a sport that we play a lot at four people, so it's very close to the net, and it's less demanding at first than tennis, and that really brought my interest into it. It's that it touched all generations, so the kids, the grandparents, myself, everybody were on the court, and we were able to play a game rapidly after 4 or 5 hours of trial and onboarding on the sport. So I think it's spectacular to find a sport that is accessible, that you can play inside, outside, but with every generation. And because it's that easy to onboard on it, I think the 40-plus segment of the population, as they get closer to retirement, like they start taking over that sport. So that's the actual situation in Canada, and the sport gets a lot younger also in USA. Now the biggest segment in USA is the 18-24. That surprised everyone. So very exciting. I'm somebody who loves to start project where there's a society transformation, kind of it's emerging sport, and same thing for social sauna. So very excited to get into that project and play a role in it.
You could say pickleball has been especially popular among the 50-plus age group, but things are shifting.
We are at a very specific point of the market that we are getting into the momentum. So we get all generation. It started in Canada mostly with retired people because they have more time and it's a easy game to onboard. So some of them kind of quit golf to play pickleball, and it's really social. You speak a lot around the net and you have fun. So, and there's a lot of tournaments. So imagine that retired people, I would say 50 plus, now have access to win tournament from a sport they just learned. So it's extremely, it brings a lot of empowerment to people, and a lot of you feel accomplished and you can win. And sometimes you never got a medal when you were 15 years old, but you get it at 60 or 65 or 70. So it's very exciting. So it started from the 50 plus. Same thing in US. It started mostly in the 70s. The 60s, 70s, and by the way, Steve Jobs was a strong pickleball player. and now it's taking over all generation because the 50-plus have children and they have grandchildren. and they bring them on the court. They want to play with their family and their friends. So it's now from our survey, it touch all range of age for sure. 50 plus have more time, like it's just normal, like as they slow down at work. But 40 plus like me, 40 years old, like we play on all weekends. We built a court in the backyard. I'm not the only one who did it. So I think it's kind of becoming super addictive. And now my children, like Chloe is 20, brings her friends from university and they keep asking, can we come back Sunday? Can we come back? Like it's so addictive. So I think the young generation have not been yet enough exposed, but it's coming.
As we discussed the ambitious vision behind the project, it became clear that Marilyn and her team weren't just thinking about building a place to play pickleball. They were creating a dynamic community hub. But turning that vision into reality comes with significant challenges.
Sometimes people are telling me, like, I hope you're not going to make money with this, you know. So that's a comment I got. But first of all, we need to make a bit of money with it, because if not, we're going to lose money. It means we're going to be so close to the break even, we're going to lose money. So it's a lot of people told me that they try the numbers, the financial structure, and it doesn't work. Like people tell me there's no way to, you know, to be profitable or at least cover your costs with it. And we work for a long time on the numbers and convince ourselves that we can, with the volume we're going to bring and we commit to bring to the facility, it will cover the cost. So it's an investment of $5 million. The cost per year just to turn the key and the lights, it's $1.2 million. And that's about 4,000 visitors a month. So for sure, a lot of people are turned off by that. Like we can handle risk. We love to be challenged. We love, you know, to build something great. And it all comes from the service. You know, we believe at Tandem we're going to offer a beautiful service, a great social ambience. We have a coffee lounge bar. It's going to be, friends and family will be welcome. So I think the difference will be there. If we are able to bring that volume that we expect, then it become a profitable model. And if we can sponsor some athletes, that will be built from Sherbrooke, to go to the next Olympic. And then is there a possibility one day to open other Tandem pickleball in other areas in Canada? That's also a dream we have. So I think it's baby step. We need to execute on this first facility. The most of the investment is in the building itself. So the way we are building this facility, for sure, we need to be able to do something with the building if in 10 years the sport is not popular anymore. So we are all aware about that. It's so big. If you pay a lease to someone that goes up to $500,000 a year to run a pickleball club, it's quite a big commitment. On 10 years, it's $5 million lease. So I think it all only makes sense if we own that building ourselves, and it becomes slowly paid and it become an active for us. But we are four investor in it, and we it keeps us up at night right now.
The plan is to take things to the next level, not just through events and promotions, but by developing a concept that can be replicated across Canada. The vision is to create an experience that thrives locally while laying the foundation for expansion, bringing communities together through a shared passion.
Yes, for sure. Like we're going to have exterior courts. We're going to bring food truck. We're going to host tournaments. We're going to be extremely active on the events. So try to, to diversify, try to create moments where people socialize a lot. So I think for some people in the province, they open a pickleball court and they just oversee it on the side. In our case, it become a core business. And Matthew's my spouse. and is an ex-ski athlete on Team Canada. He wants to bring, you know, this to the next level. He wants to also train people, the new generation, to potentially become professional from this sport. So I think our mission and value is a lot more than just rent space. You know, we want that very special concept that can eventually go out of Sherbrooke, you know, and make more people happy across Canada. So it's a full concept, a bit like I did with Dermapure. And I can tell you, when I started Dermapure in 2009, was a financial crisis. Everybody told me, don't go on Wellington Street, it's not the right place, and you're not a doctor, you're just 30 years old, like there's no chance your concept will work. And if you have a dream in mind, if you deliver on the service, like this is how you succeed. So we need to execute, and we need to be special in the offer we're going to do.
With pickleball facilities popping up in places like Magog and Pro Gym in the east end of Sherbrooke, competition is growing, but Marilyn remains confident.
Yes, I saw in the news now that we have made our announcement that other centers obviously are, you know, go rapidly announce their projects too. I heard about Magog many months ago, and I think it's totally another market. They have their own association. I know some people working on that project. My neighbor, Jean Grégoire, is working on it. I knew Cousteau was implicated also, Monsieur Cousteau. So I think it's great. It's probably a smaller facility. What people need, it's access to the courts, definitely. And it will be in different, different type of facilities. For east of Sherbrooke, Fleurimont, again, it's quite far. So hopefully now we cover Magog, Fleurimont, and we are very west of Sherbrooke, being on Boulevard Industriel. I suspect there is potentially other project that will be announced next week. So that's what I heard. I think we need to be conscious, you know, when we start a project, that we need to all live together to this market. So we will continue our project for sure. Like, we're starting building in about a month from now. And we're super enthusiastic, and we have a large network of supporter who wants this project to work. So I think there's different segments. Also, there's people who are, they're passionate about the sport. They all already play in Quebec, in Florida, all across. So we're pretty confident.
The facility will be designed to welcome both recreational and elite players, ensuring an inclusive and dynamic environment for all skill levels. A dedicated team of experts who share the same vision as Marilyn and her spouse, Mathieu Routier, a former Team Canada alpine skier, will play a key role in onboarding players. The goal is to create an environment where athletes can refine their skills, compete at a higher level, and prepare for national and international competitions.
Yes, so recreational, for sure, it will be there, and every type of access will be possible, like membership, the tickets, quantity of tickets, or just walk in and coming as a corporate, as a family, as friends, like firemen playing against policemen, and all those great leagues that already exist are welcome to this center, and that's more the recreational, as you say. And on the elite side, it's definitely from Mathieu, who used to be, part of Team Canada. He loves the elite sport. We believe pickleball will go to the Olympics. So we're building also two courts that are championship size with stands around, and make sure we have a great public to encourage our tournament. And Mathieu is surrounding himself now with a team of experts that we are not announcing yet. You know, there's a timing to announce everything. But people around Mathieu, they have the same vision that part of this complex, we can build the future player for a potential Olympic. We have a couple of years. I think if it's not Los Angeles, it will be after. So give us 7-8 years to build players, and I think it's possible. You know, why not? It's a young, I would say, a young sport that it's still time, you know, to onboard people and make, you know, or make the region shine across the board. So we have Sarah Vaillancourt joining the team, who did the Olympics twice, hockey player. She's a super strong pickleball player, and she's there with Matthew to build the academy and giving her advice on that side, and other experts to be announced in the few more weeks.
The excitement is building, and doors are set to open by the end of summer.
Probably at the end of the summer. Like, I think people still play a lot of outside during the summer, so it gives us time to be super prepared. So I would say probably September, as we'll see when is the last paint cover we do on the court. But certainly for fall, like it's at the end of the summer or beginning of fall.
Sherbrooke is about to get a new home for pickleball, one that promises to be a hub for fun, fitness, and community. Whether you're a seasoned player or a complete beginner, there's never been a better time to pick up a paddle and join in on the game. A big thank you to Marilyn Gagne for taking the time to share her vision and insights with us. This has been Reaching Out to the Community, and I'm Derek Bullard. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.